always have a recipe. You're just reading it off here as well. I should set the flour first. So today we're going to be making vegan banana chocolate chip muffins, and we're using fair trade bananas, which Holly Glatton, who has the All Good Banana stall inside the hall, she would approve of. If I can get this off though. It's a little difficult. And you get these at Pack and Save, and they're quite useful when you stick a food. Ta-da! For this recipe I'll use 4 in total, and we'll make 12 muffins. And the first step is I use my handy dandy potato masher to mash bananas. They work for mashing everything, it seems. So we peel the bananas off. Same as all bananas, but they've got that fair trade goodness inside. Do you know much about veganism? Do you know what veganism stands for?
I know the concept of not eating animal products.
Yes, got it in one.
Yeah.
So we do all our baking and cooking and what we wear without other animal products, so not wearing animal skin or animal hair or animal heads or ears or eyes or noses. And so this recipe, maybe for non-vegan baking, it would use cow's milk and maybe bird's eggs, I think, for muffins. And we do without, and we're going to use soy milk and apple cider vinegar, which is made from apples, actually, apple cider, and then it gets made into a vinegar, and that helps to break down the soy milk, and sort of like the bird's eggs, what the bird's eggs would do. So it's a good idea to do this on a folding table, mashing bananas. I hope I don't collapse the table. So I am mashing bananas here with a potato masher, as you do.
Do you think you should do that?
Yeah, and we have the recipe on our website, so you can follow, and it's easier than my instructions might be as well. So the first thing to do is that we mash the bananas, and then we get to add the sugar, which I should have. Yeah, and I thought I'd be really clever. I could have had a massive bag of sugar, but I decided I'd put it in Marmite containers because I thought they might get New Zealanders kind of nostalgic for Marmite.
I've got 2 jars.
You do? I've only got 1 left and I miss it really badly. So we've got brown sugar in this Marmite jar. We've got white sugar in this Marmite jar.
Marmite is vegan.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, Sanitarian Company is actually a vegetarian company. It's run by the Seventh-day Adventists, and it's part of their spiritual beliefs to, yeah, so they make soy, Sanitarium also make the soy milk. It's made by Sanitarium, it's called Soga. Yeah, it's part of their beliefs. And I never knew that Sanitarium, they also don't pay tax because it's considered a church religious charity thing. So every time we buy Marmite, they're not getting taxed for, it's a great scam. it's vegetarian, it's vegan. They don't pay tax, and they don't make Marmite. But hopefully they will soon. So we have cooking oil on this one as well, and the all-important chocolate chips. So for the first thing, we've got our mashed bananas, which are fair trade All Good Bananas, which are mashed using a potato masher, as we do. It was a bit dangerous doing on a collapsing table. I wasn't too sure if it was going to give way. So I add the white sugar first. Get it through. And it looks as exciting as sugar with mashed bananas should. So that's one Marmite jar. I'll put it there so you can enjoy it. And the brown sugar. The brown sugar is quite interesting just with the molasses taste of it, which is about the only difference between white sugar and brown sugar. Molasses, which is good if you look after chickens or horses, they quite like molasses as well.
It's very nutritious, isn't it?
I think so. It's like an oil, a thick brown syrup kind of. Hopefully. A bit hard when you don't have a sink around. she would at home. I'll actually use a whisk. And we're not whisking bird's eggs, we're whisking mixture of sugar and banana. So for the next one, we're adding the dry ingredients, now that we've used banana, which is the main wet ingredient, you could say. So I'll use 2 cups of flour. And I don't have enough Marmite jars to put the flour in one, otherwise I would have. Try not to make a mess here, so I'll do it one at a time. And the second one. Did you all sleep well with all the crazy weather last night? I sort of had a feeling of dread in the morning as I thought, oh, I'm coming here to basically part of Stadium Southland and there's sort of sleet outside. And I thought, oh, goodness. But we're a safe 200 odd metres away, so we'll be fine. Use a little bit of, about to use 1 teaspoon of baking powder. The classic Kiwi Evans brand. Except no substitutes, and I'll do it each one. And 3/4 of a teaspoon of salt. I'll even do in the shaker.
What's the ingredient?
Yes, that's one. The secret ingredients I'm telling everyone, and they'll be on the recipe after as well. And cinnamon, which I have a fresh new packet of. Cinnamon adds that wonderful spice that we all love. So we have...
No, my daddy has got cinnamon on a table.
On the table?
Oh, I think on his stand he's got a pack of cinnamon together with an array of vegetables.
Oh, okay. So that's cinnamon that we all like. So we have vanilla essence, which is wonderful flavours, and I use the genuine stuff. You can use the imitation stuff as well, and the imitation stuff's about 1/4 the price, so it's quite a thrifty way to do it, but I thought since I'm doing a fancy demonstration, I should use the real genuine stuff. And so you have a strong vanilla flavour, you have the banana flavour, you have the cinnamon flavour, and you have the chocolate chips. Still bring it together. So, I should whisk that a little. And 1/2 cup of soy milk. The soy milk's made by Sanitarium as well. Flour on the hands isn't very useful. That's what it looks like. So I use the Also Good Essential brand, and it's thicker than some of the other kinds. I normally use it for baking just because I find it works with the flavour being thicker. I don't know, it seems to help it bind better. Not sure, but all soy milk, or you could also use rice milk or almond milk, which is more expensive. Any kind of plant milk would work. But we're using So Good Essential today, which you can get at all good supermarkets. And the cider vinegar. Have you tried using cider vinegar before? It has a stronger flavour than white vinegar. It's made from apples, believe it or not. So I'm using 1 teaspoon of this. They do, yes. And chickens, I have with chickens, and it helps in their water as well. It's good for infections, and it also keeps water from going cloudy. If you have a bowl of water outside, maybe for a cat or dog as well, you add about, I'm not sure, for a cat or dog, I think probably even a teaspoon and a bowl of water, and it just helps it prevent any going cloudy with growth or whatever. Have little plants. You could, yeah. And it's fine for a chick. I'd probably use very little. I mean, I don't think it can do anything harmful, but it just might taste a bit different to them if you put very little in. Yeah, and it stops going cloudy. A quarter of a cup of cooking oil. And lovely cooking oil. I was trying to pack light, so I used the small containers I could find because I don't want to have a 2-litre thing of oil with me. I'm using a rice bran oil here, but you can use canola oil or flaxseed oil, maybe? I'm not sure. Any kind of oil, I think. So. So if you can't wait, it takes about 30 minutes in the oven. I actually do have some of the muffins here, if anyone would like to try them. These ones are the banana chocolate ones here, and there's also a lemon one there. And I have more at the Kaikoura Vegan Society table as well. So we brought our lemon muffins, which I made last night, and they're quite nice with lemon zest. There's the banana chocolate chip ones, and there's also chocolate with cinnamon. So there's 3 types of muffins that we brought this year. Which table? Try to make a minimum of mess. So we have a nice thick, looks like a dough at the moment. And now I should add agave nectar. Is quite a fun product. This is the last ingredient when I add the vanilla as well. It's the last. Does anyone know agave nectar? It's quite an interesting product. You might not know agave nectar, which is a succulent type of sort of a cactus, and it's from Mexico. And you might not know what agave is, but the same exact plant, the blue agave, is used to make tequila. And so it's the actual kind of the sap, like maple syrup, it's sort of the sap of the tree. This is the actual sap of the plant. And they boil this and distill it, and that's how you make tequila. They make the alcohol from this exact stuff. So it's sort of like a molasses, a brown syrup, and we might use in place of insect honey. Vegans don't use bee products. So it's a strong, I'll add a little bit. But, 2, 3, 4. If you'd like to pass around the bottle, you can kind of see. You may reckon to try a piece on your finger just to see. It's quite sweet. It's sweeter than honey. It's looking brown. And this helps give a golden colour to the muffins as well. And that's the vanilla. Thanks. I'm adding 1 teaspoon of vanilla. So that's the vanilla essence. So now we have 1 last ingredient, which everyone loves, the chocolate chips. Normally, I mix it to taste. So you see, I stir some at a time. So you don't want to have too much chocolate chips in your banana muffins. Just enough for variety. Mm-hmm. And so that's the final written result, and I'll put it in and bake it now. Does anyone have any questions about the recipe or about veganism? About looking after animals, and if anyone would like to try them up?
So what's the, say, the driving force behind veganism? What's your philosophy?
Well, the term was invented in 1944 by Donald Watson, who was an Englishman in the time of the war. It's quite interesting, and they had rationing at the time. And his thing was about not wanting to hurt any other animals. And so he took the start of vegetarian, and he took the end of it as well, and vegan. And they had a few different terms that they thought about, something like dairy-vore and all kinds of strange names, and now we accepted vegan. And so it's just about not hurting others. So that's how vegan can be. Well, not with this. It's quite a thick mixture just because I'm using a lot of banana.
It's actually all right when you eat it. It tastes filling.
I like it with a lot of banana flavour. Like, you can use less than it would be, like, more spongier. But it also helps when you have a more stable table for mixing it. I wouldn't have taken as long to mix. So, and the first time I made it, whatever would we do without cooking spray? I also use silicone bake wheel, which is the... I'm just new to that. I normally grow up with the trays, and it's just a bit difficult. But with the spray, it makes it easy just to pop them right out. And if you use the silicone ones, the rubbery ones, they just flop right out, and it's a miracle. So I'll put this in the oven. And thank you very much. I got some chocolate chips. Thank you all very much for attending the chocolate chip muffins. And we have some more out in our store, which is just outside. You can see the recipe too.